More than 6,500 people have been hospitalized with the flu in Wisconsin so far this year. That's already a 60% increase over last year. And only a third of state residents got the latest flu shot. It continues a significant decline in vaccination rates since the COVID-19 pandemic. As Hope Kerwin reports, Wisconsin health experts feel like both patients and providers are tired of talking about vaccines, including the flu shot.
Dr. Raj Naik has been a pediatrician in the La Crosse area for more than 25 years. He says it's easy to spot the families who arrive at his office unwilling or uninterested in talking about what vaccines their children are due for.
It's not usually hard to pick up on the fact that there is some fatigue or even resistance to the discussion.
That includes talking about the seasonal flu shot. Over the last 4 years, the state's flu vaccination rate has plummeted 10 percentage points. Just under 34% of residents got the shot this winter. It's a major reversal from the years before the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's flu shot rate had been steadily increasing, and in late 2020, there was a united call for people to get vaccinated. Ajay Sethi is head of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Masters of Public Health program. He says it was all about protecting Wisconsin's hospitals.
They were going to expect potentially an overload of patients with COVID, so let's at least spare hospitals patients with flu.
That clear messaging worked. Nearly 44% of Wisconsinites got a flu shot that winter, hitting a record high. But the united effort quickly deteriorated as the pandemic went on. Sethi says the U.S. went through several mild flu seasons, making the vaccine seem less urgent.
There just wasn't enough flu to reinforce why flu vaccine is important.
The pandemic also amplified the message of people who mistrust most or all vaccines. The culture war around the COVID-19 shot in 2021 brought those theories from the fringe to mainstream discussion. But Dr. Jim Conway says attributing the decline in flu vaccination rates only to vaccine mistrust oversimplifies the problem. He's a pediatric infectious disease specialist at UW Health. And while treating kids hospitalized for flu this winter, he found that most families weren't opposed to the shot. They just hadn't made getting one a priority.
I kept hearing the same thing over and over again, like, oh, we usually get the flu shot every year. You know, we just happened to miss it this year, or we never got around to it.
Even before the pandemic, Conway says patients and providers have treated the seasonal flu shot differently from other vaccinations. It's effective at preventing severe disease, but it doesn't stop all infections. And while flu can cause serious illness, most people recover at home. Conway feels this complacency about the illness has been compounded by the fact that since the pandemic, both patients and providers are simply tired of talking about vaccines.
The patients have it because, like, they feel like we're constantly telling them you need more vaccines. And the providers are like, I'm really tired of fighting with people.
He says most providers are focused on making sure people get routine immunizations for diseases like measles and whooping cough. And that means they're more likely to give patients a pass on seasonal shots for flu and COVID. For the state to change falling immunization rates, Conway feels providers need to double down on what's called the presumptive approach, treating the flu shot as an expectation, the same way providers expect patients to get a colonoscopy. But Sethi says the course correction on vaccines will likely be made more difficult by a change in attitude at the federal level. President Donald Trump appointed longtime vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. The administration also canceled an annual meeting of vaccine experts and cut a national campaign promoting the flu shot. Sethi says the changes are devastating, but public health leaders have to stay the course.
We have to just think about how can we help people make good health decisions in an environment where not everybody's on board.
For local providers like Nike, that means focusing on his relationship with his patients and rebuilding trust with those who are feeling the fatigue.
Not only expecting people to trust you, but you actually have to give trust. So you're going to have to trust that families want to do the right thing and want to make the best decision.
That might mean respecting their choice to decline a shot, with the hope that one day they'll be more receptive to his recommendation. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.